Welcome to a podcast about nothing with V
and AD.
Yay! Winter Wonderland.
Hey guys, Christmas is in a couple of days. What y'all gonna do for Christmas?
Celebrate my birthday. I'm so excited.
About what?
Because another trip around the sun.
A birthday is always something to
go
be excited
ahead and
about.
Tell everyone. I think so. I think everybody should live their life and do exactly what it is they want to do on their birthday.
Dang, I should have brought you your birthday gift.
So you open on camera?
Yeah.
For what? So they can be asking me for stuff? No.
Oh, let's take a shot to your birthday.
Yes, first time taking real shots on live. Yeah. To another year.
Yeah. Another year. You took the whole thing? Well, that's some serious alkaline water.
So that means my dirty 30, somebody's turning 30. That's next year.
Oh, she 30, y'all. Tell her happy 30th birthday.
No, I'm not. If y'all did the math,
look at my
somebody
size.
Put in the comments, how many years apart are we? And y'all do the math, and you're going to win something. Davina's going to like your comment. Are you mad?
What they guessing?
The difference between our ages. If they remember. It's been spoken before. It's a trivia question.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It is.
Ooh, okay.
Because they know our birthdays are a month apart.
Exactly a month.
Exactly a month apart. But what's the age difference?
Ooh.
Boom.
She childish.
I'm just...
Look at my socks. It matches. I didn't even do this on purpose. And I'm so excited. And I just can't.
She got the naughty and nice socks on. So
he's show them your socks.
If I can lift my leg up, he's making a list. He's shaking it twice. Gonna find out. Do you ask for stuff for Christmas?
Yes.
Like what?
Every year I pretty much get the same thing. Like from my parents, I get a pair of boots. That's about it.
I said, what do you ask for?
Nothing really. I typically ask for a budget.
No, literally.
Hey, I'll do my Christmas shopping for you. What's my budget? And if I get a budget, I just go get what I want.
Yeah, I can honestly say I ask for more things on my birthday, but Christmas, I really like just like the holiday season. It's weird.
I do too. I don't have to receive anything, but I
that's a lot for me. But you know,
I love giving gifts.
Yeah,
I love buying gifts and giving gifts because I like getting gifts that if you mention something, I'm like, oh, okay. And sometimes you'll mention it in like March.
Now I was about to say, seriously, for it to be so long ago when you mentioned something and you remember, like, wow. You're
I'm like, oh, this person mentioned this. They could use this. And I like giving gifts that people will use.
Yeah.
Not just things. Just for you to be getting things. It's like, oh, like you mentioned something and I was so excited when I found it.
Me, I mentioned stuff.
You mentioned something.
I got to see. I might post a picture. Really?
No, she not.
We're going to get to our resolutions next. Because 2021, we're doing it over. We starting over.
I mean, we all got to start it over.
I wasn't revolutionized. What was it, revolution?
You wasn't revolutionized last year either. The whole thing was no. No.
That's not what I said. The things that you guys wanted me to work on, that wasn't what I had planned on making sure of. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, just certain things. But 2021, we're doing it again. I can't wait. Can't wait.
You're doing 2021 again?
No, I'm saying 2021.
Where's she been?
We're doing the resolutions from 2020 again. This year was null and void.
Why?
Over with. I mean,
I didn't make no resolutions.
You did.
What did I say?
You said something.
See?
You were there. We were both supposed to be getting dressed to go where? Because in March, they said, no, we're not going anywhere.
We didn't even get a chance to go anywhere.
I'm grateful that everything shut down as soon as it did, though.
You and me both. Because had it shut down in the summer, things would have been a lot worse.
And it would have been a lot worse now. It
would have been like...
I think it's almost like this year has come full circle to where people are able to really appreciate, okay, the small gatherings, the being in their houses. They're getting back to the... Okay, I can't really see people, so let me pay attention to the people who are around me, you know? I can honestly say it really does seem, because even Thanksgiving, I said it. Thanksgiving, the gatherings and the way people, everybody was so happy. Like, it wasn't like people stressing over having to feed 70,000 people in their homes, clean up after a million people. Like, people were really, really content and happy in their homes. Like, it was a real, real chill time. I enjoyed it.
Thanksgiving, I can honestly say, was like a great day. It also was my birthday on Thanksgiving Day. Happy birthday, V. Oh, thank you. Yasta. But I can honestly say it was really... Oh, cheers to my birthday. I had a great time.
What'd you do?
Cooked a lot. My mom and I cooked together for the first time in a long time. It was just she and I in the kitchen for pretty much all Wednesday. And then Thursday, both of us were up at like... So I woke up.
That's like, so funny.
At like sidebar. 3.
Like, God would bless you with a Thanksgiving, like a lit holiday birthday. That's funny. Like, people have no choice but to rejoice and be glad.
Right. I love my birthday. I never really asked for anything for my birthday either. Well, let me not say that. I always, in my household and with my parents, say, okay, I'm going to send out a list.
You send out a list. So that's not you asking, that's just a listing.
No, I'm saying not to other people.
Oh, okay.
So you, Monique... My parents, you do, Jaden, Naja, who's ever?
I don't live with you.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I sent it. You know, like from the Truth of Drink episode, who are the people that know you best? So I sent a list to them
to the people. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What'd you do?
For what?
My birthday.
I went to Miami.
See? Yeah, I see that, right?
I went to Miami.
Yeah, see that.
That's where my mom lives. Where is I supposed to go?
I didn't say you had to be with me. I just said, what'd you do?
I was swimming in the ocean, eating lamb chops.
Where's my mask?
I was... Don't choke around me.
I knew my throat was a little scratchy.
You've been one in all the malls in Atlanta.
Hold on. My throat was scratchy. Let me drink my Theraflu.
This is the color of Theraflu. They should make a little cold Theraflu drink with coronavirus going around.
No, they shouldn't. It needs to be hot so it can work in your spirit.
I thought they said coronavirus doesn't live in the cold.
It doesn't live in the hot either. That's what they said. Like, it doesn't live in the hot, so you're supposed to, like, inhale that hot stuff, drink your lemon.
So what happened when it's cold?
Your ginger.
I'm still confused.
Everybody's
from
confused.
March to December, we're still confused.
Everybody's confused. That's why we're not taking that vaccine, because the science is confused. But that's a conversation for another day. Today we're talking about being grateful.
We are grateful we have made it to this point.
We are. It's been a long haul.
This year was very... Is reflective a word? Yeah, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. Very reflective, very, very revealing.
That's a great way to...
But revealing for what I've noticed to be other people. Because I think the people that revealed, that had something to reveal to them were the people who weren't comfortable in their solitude, from what I've noticed.
You said revealing for other, like, what did you say?
I'm trying not to, like, say specific names. Like, people who discovered things about themselves or
like me.
Situations. And, I mean, did you or something? What you want to tell me?
Yes.
Oh, she's a man. I'm just saying. Without being too specific, it was like revealing for people, but it was only revealing for people who had no choice but to stop and look and reflect on themselves. Oh. I spent a lot of time with myself, so I think this year just allowed me to make more moves.
Yeah.
But as far as the reflective part, I do that all the time. But from what I'm noticing, the people who had to look inside themselves are the people who usually don't spend that much time alone.
Yeah. I can say, if you go back to our last episode with Ty Gray, he said that he actually had to stop and reflect and really look at who he was and who he wanted, you know, the world to see, how, you know, him being comfortable with himself in this, you know, quarantine time. Actually helped him to do that. So
yeah.
I think it did it for me as well. Like, I felt myself bitching and complaining a lot at the beginning. Everything was an issue. Everything was a problem. And then a couple of months ago, I just had to stop and be like, damn.
I don't think it was the beginning for you. I think it was the middle. It was the uncertainty of not knowing when it was going to be over. And it's not necessarily over, but the thought process that came afterwards.
Oh.
Because you were really quick to make sure everybody in your house stayed in the house. You get what I'm saying? You were literally the first person I know. Like, what? Flu? Extra strength flu? My kids. Like, that's what it was. Extra strength flu? We're staying home.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's a good way to put it. The extra strength flu. You know what? That's a good...
Yeah.
That's what we're going to say. So from here on out...
It's the extra strength flu. Extra strength flu.
Let me take my flu medicine.
Flu shot medicine. What's this vaccine called? I'm just playing. But no, I don't. Yeah, I didn't see you being frustrated. It wasn't until, I think it was the uncertainty, excuse me, that really rocked everybody's world. It was like, okay, we said we were quarantining, we said we were locked down, we said we wasn't going nowhere for a couple weeks. And then you look around and Atlanta starts tripping. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, wear a mask if you can find one. That's pretty much what they said. Like, and Atlanta starts tripping. And they're like, well, we're sending everybody back to school, so we don't know what you're doing. You know, they just started doing thing after thing after thing. But I think that's when your complaints kind of came full circle.
I definitely, like, pulled my kids out of school.
You pulled them out in February. Like, literally.
I mean, you ain't got to over-exaggerate.
This ain't no leap year. What was it? February what?
When they said, like, it's airborne, we don't know what it is. They was like, oh, kids can't get it, but what? No. Mm-mm. Because my kids get sick at the... You look like you about to cough. Sickness, fever, 104. Yeah. Hell no, ain't nobody dealing with that.
Yeah.
But everybody in my house has been tested.
I think so.
What, you think so what? No, I'm saying we have.
I mean, you mean like for the virus?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm like, yeah, everybody's spirit got tested.
No, but no.
I'm like, yeah, everybody been tested, insurance.
Everybody been tested. Look, everybody, okay?
Thank God. Mm. Thank God you have the house and the space.
I will say that. Thank God for that. Thank God for, because we were all locked in during the summer. You know, all of that. The kids couldn't go to the pool. I thank God for neighbors. I thank God for, like, just my Yeah, really. When you talk about gratefulness, it's like the space that we had. The kids being able to go outside.
I'm about to say legit, from square footage to mental space to everything.
Go outside and run around. Grateful for this space, for fireworks that literally kept it clean. Hey, Hannah, she's a real one.
She held it down.
What?
Okay.
128,000%. Okay. Like, Hannah, they were shut down for a little bit. And then when they got back up and running, it was like, okay, microbial came in, disinfected the whole space. And we saw Hannah like multiple times a day wiping handles down and everything down with Lysol, the microbial that stays for, what is it, like 30 days or something, that defense?
I thought it was 60.
Is it 60? I don't know. It's for a long ass time.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, but yeah, it just makes you feel good to be in a space where the people actually care.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Because this vodka hand sanitizer y'all have going around, tequila shots in these Purell
bottles. Y'all need to stop.
People taking shots. Stop it.
We were in the mall. I don't know where
everywhere. I don't care where I've been. It's like I'm going ready for a thick pump of Purell. No, it's tequila. Taki.
And liquid. You smell it. It's like,
and I'm like,
oh, this Jose right here. This is Jose.
Let me see. What a mix.
They in there taking shots.
This was disrespectful.
Yeah, I've to never be in a space so where you liquid. Have somebody that actually cares. I never felt
grateful for a husband who's already been a germaphobe. So this ain't nothing new
at all.
Like the fact that we really used to eat slices of cake that people would blow all over.
Not
and
my
he's
husband.
Like, y'all are late. We've been doing this. Okay, y'all are late.
Not my husband.
Like to really think, like the things to think about, like, wow, this really made us think about our germ intake. Like, real life, especially kids. Look at the way they blow on the candles.
Let me tell you something. Since I pulled them out of school and daycare, not one of my kids have been sick. And I don't know if
you haven't said anything yet.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because I believe
that's a great thing.
No. It means their immune systems are weak as fuck. Let's be clear.
Or they can be strong. You don't know.
I need them to go outside and lick some dirt.
Oh, like real kids.
Yeah, like, I think it's good that I don't have to deal with temperatures and snotty nose. Because when Cooper gets sick, he gets sick.
Yeah.
104 temperature, like, that's... And it'd be
but
like...
But you said lick dirt. I'm saying, like, there's no other option to try to see maybe a playground.
Some snot or something.
Maybe send him to school for a week.
No.
She said that's too far. So are you sending your kids back to school?
Thomas keeps talking about it. I feel so bad.
This is a great question. Let
me
ask
so
you this.
So bad.
As far as, speaking of being grateful, I know homeschooling was something that you all discussed prior to quarantine.
Yeah, it was a serious discussion.
How has your mind changed since quarantine has happened?
It's not easy. You know, speaking of grateful, I am so grateful for my mom, because I can just get up and say, hey, I got to run to the store, or I got to go do this. Or
that's
go
a luxury
do that.
People don't even realize that they have.
I don't care what happens or any, like, hey, mom, and she's right there and she knows exactly what's going on with school.
She's up to date.
She's up to
she's
date.
She's in tune. It's not like, can you watch him for a little bit? No, she knows what's going on.
No, she knows what's going on when I'm not there, when we're recording, or when we have something to do, or when I have to run out. Like, she's the one going over his sight words and reading with him and all that stuff. And it's like, at any time, I can just get up and go, and she can step in, you know? And
she's staying alert and in tune. Shout out to Zella.
Yeah, like, hands down, grandma and grandpas are the real MVPs, because when you ain't got it, or when you can't do it, like, yeah, they step in. And I will say, homeschooling is not, I can see that it's not easy, but it has not been hard for us because we tag team it.
Mm.
So it's something like, oh, I'll do the morning shift, you do the afternoon, okay, after lunch.
So you guys are following, of course, you guys, you haven't, when I say homeschool, you guys haven't pulled them out of their actual schooling system. It's just been staying at home, virtual learning.
Virtual learning.
So is homeschooling, if you all took it up, do you think that would be something that you did? Like, if it was like, okay, we're stopping this virtual, it's time to go back to school, would you continue?
What the?
Homeschooling.
What do you mean, would I continue what?
Homeschooling.
Oh.
Like, whether it be virtual, find him another teacher on the internet, because I'm sure virtual schools are probably going to pop.
They're popping up everywhere.
That, and I can imagine. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have a teacher from Canada probably teach, have a Japanese teacher from, you know, like, yeah. I can imagine where school is about to go, is yeah. about to head. Like, you know, I can only imagine. But
I will say this. It's not easy because half of the kids are in school, half of the kids are at home, right? Mm-hmm. So when you also, when the kids are trying to all participate at the same time, mm-hmm. it is also difficult, you know, because it's, you can't really, you can't hear what's
so
going on.
So virtual learning is different from homeschooling, because homeschooling seems more one-on-one training. You want some of this?
A what?
My $17.95. And soul.
My y'all alkaline was, water.
Y'all was spending all y'all unemployment money on liquor. I'm mad.
Can I get some unemployment money so I can spend it on liquor?
Right, all the bottles gone. Hopefully, America, y'all have been able to save and purchase y'all gifts to y'all family.
But yeah, like, all the teachers are talking at the same time. The students are talking at the same time. Some students don't have the same support. So it is hard. And I see that sometimes it's hard for Thomas to, like, pay attention. It's hard for him to hear what's going on. But I wouldn't stop virtual learning because at least he has interaction with other kids. So, like, during... Because there was a neighbor of ours who homeschooled all her kids. And really nice lady. We've known her for years. And one of her sons just got his master's at 23 years old. The other one also did a double major, got his master's. And then I think she has a daughter. All of her kids have been homeschooling. She offered to homeschool Thomas and Cooper. And we seriously thought about it. It would be great. But Thomas is a social person. He wants to interact with other kids. Cooper.
I was about to say, Cooper seems like he can be one-on-one.
Cooper don't care.
I'm a grasp what I get out of this two-hour session, and that's it.
Yeah. And then, you know, I want to be hands-on. I want to be outside. I want to do this, do that. But Thomas wants to interact with other kids. So we decided to do the virtual thing. And it probably was the best decision that we made, even though sometimes it's challenging. I know that it's not as hard for us as it is for other parents. Mm. And you can see it. You can see how difficult it is for some of these kids.
Well, I think that's what becomes difficult are people who didn't want to do something. You guys actually wanted to. So it was almost like an introduction. So you guys, well, you're not an opportunist. What is it called when you look at...
Optimistic.
Yeah.
You're out here calling me an opportunist.
I was like, no, you're not an opportunist. What is it when you, yeah, you're optimistic. So it's like when you look at situations like, oh, this will be fun. Like, okay.
Like, that's messed up. Why they say, okay. Why they say, what is it, signs that go to jail together?
No, that man's page is funny. I have to find it, but I'm sure everybody sees it. No, Sagittarius, y'all are on a different level.
Okay. So Sagittarius be like, jail's gonna be fun.
Let's play jail games.
Let's play jail games.
Nah, seriously though.
But yeah, I believe in trying. It's like, okay, I really like this chicken. you know, this chicken from this place or mm-hmm. whatever it is. I really like this thing, but I haven't tried this. So I don't know if I really like this or if I like this better. So let me try it. You do, on the other hand, is like, I know I really like this. I don't need to try nothing else.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, let's try it all.
It's like he literally has to be smacked with the other product in order to like for it to be in his face.
Or me to be like, come on, just try it.
Or like somebody to sneak it in and say, this is what you've already liked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it. Like with sushi.
I feel like you should tell people what they're eating before they eat sushi.
You know it's sushi, but he's like, I don't like sushi. Have you ever had it? No.
I hate when people look at sushi and everything. It's all raw. You ain't even look. Like, sometimes they flash fry it.
It's like, there isn't any meat in this.
Is rice. That suffices.
That's not meat. Rice?
No pepper sauce? That's something.
So what do you, what's gratefulness to you?
What you mean?
Jesus.
Like, I'm just playing.
What does it mean to be grateful?
Being grateful is remembering. It's like she being humble on shit. Drugs. That's what I look at gratefulness like.
Stop.
No, it's like being humble. Like you're really appreciative of pretty much a lot of things. Or gratefulness could be for a specific thing.
Being humble, what do you mean?
Like when I say humble, meaning like you recognize everything that was done for you in your favor.
Mm.
A lot of people who aren't humble don't realize things were done specifically in your favor. You think this is like divine time. That's what I think.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? When you're not humble, let me humble you real quick. It's like you don't realize that this was put in place for this to happen for you this way. Not you ain't do all this. You ain't that lit.
I actually had a conversation the other day about that. It's like, you know, sometimes people get in a rut, get into depression, get into their own self because, you know, it's one thing to have an opportunity an opportunity, but there's another thing to realize the opportunities that you've had, if that makes any sense to you. And a lot of people...
That does make sense, actually.
A lot of people, it's not that they're ungrateful, but they don't realize the opportunities that they've had to do bigger and better things. And not saying like business-wise, financially, or materialistic. It's just emotional sometimes. You don't realize the blessings that have been set before you. You don't realize all of the blessings unless someone brings it to your attention.
You would have to look at them like blessings, though.
Or someone has to remind you that they are blessings. For example, people who say that they hate their jobs. I'll never understand that.
See,
I hate my job, but you were grateful for the job when you got it.
But you also have to think, they also have the mindset that they have to work.
Yeah, everybody has to work if they... Like,
so it's one of those things. I
realizing the opportunity is like you have to realize the opportunity. Yeah. Realize like I should be grateful for this situation because there are so many people that are out of jobs right now.
I can honestly say, when I say recently, I mean like a couple of years recently. A couple of days ago. When I say recent, I mean like a couple of years recently, that it's practicing mindfulness and gratefulness is a thing.
You have to practice.
You do.
Just had this conversation.
You have to say it out loud. You have to remember what's happening.
It's a mindset.
Yeah.
It's a mindset.
In your favor. Because if you go through motions and you just don't think like how do you think you got here? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't ever sit, like, for a couple of minutes, it doesn't even take that long. If you don't ever sit for a couple of minutes and reflect, like, wow, everything was in line to get here. Like, everything was where it's supposed to be.
I also think that it's very important to know that prayer and
without work is dead.
That's it. Like, you can pray all you want.
God told you that, and I don't want to hear it from anybody else. He told you that in the beginning, and y'all choose to ignore the work part because y'all thinking he just said pray. That's not what he said. I'm just saying. I feel like I need to reiterate. That's not what he said. But I'm the nice one, remember?
See, catfishing the people.
No, seriously, that's not what he said. He said faith without work is dead.
Facts. Like,
it's dead to me.
You can have all the faith in the world. You can pray all you want. You can read his word all you want. But if you don't put forth the work, if you don't work for it, then, like, God didn't just give you the, I don't even know, the ability to read. You know what I mean? His word. But he gave you the ability to work.
He will always give you the tools, whether you utilize them or
not. That's what it is, give you the tools.
And the thing about it is, people think tools have things to do with physical attributes, and they have nothing to do with physical. Sometimes, don't get me wrong, I feel like physical tools, the word can be a physical tool. Reading a certain scripture, you wake up in the morning, your finger opens a book, and you go to a certain scripture. That's a tool, you know what I'm saying? But, like, patience can be a tool. Mindfulness can be a tool. Actually thinking could be a tool. I'm just saying, you gotta let the people know you have a brain. Use it. Maybe fill a little water or something, but use it. Mindfulness. What else is the problem with these people? Come on, talk about it. Talk about it.
So I'm grateful. God is great. God is good.
No, I'm just saying.
And we thank him for
There's literally, if you really break it down, I got, my Auntie Terry gave me a gratitude journal for Christmas last year. Or my birthday, one of the two, I don't really know. Every day is a special day with me, but, you know, I don't really know. But the fact that I filled the book up lets me know, because it was only 100 days, lets me know that you have something to be grateful for every day. Like, I've written something as simple as, like, I'm grateful for shoelaces so I don't have to trip my ass on this flow. You know what I'm saying? Like, something simple. Like, I'm grown and I don't want to wear Velcros, but I'm just saying. Like, there's literally, like, I'm grateful for trash cans that because I don't like dirty spaces. I want to be able to throw my stuff in a bin. Thank you. I don't have to throw it on the floor.
That's real. Like, you can
find anything.
You really have to look around and just think. And I make it a point that when I talk to anybody about, like, really gratefulness, your blessings, whatever you want to call them, it's not about looking at what, oh, you know, think about, I used to hate the term, there are people starving in Africa. I used to hate that.
Like, yeah, because there's people starving up the street, too.
Exactly. I used to hate that because that, and also, I can't base how I feel off of someone that I've never met.
Yeah.
I can't do that, right? All I can do is look at what I have, and I can be grateful for those things. Yeah. And that's how you have to frame your mind, not based off of, oh, you need to be grateful because Sally Sue don't have shoes. Well, I mean, that's not what we talking about.
And I don't know the situation. She may not like shoes. Like, I don't know. Like, and you know, I can honestly say,
I hate when people base.
Atlanta is a very different place for me. This has been one of the places that I've been able to connect with some of the homeless in the area. And this is one of the few places that I've been where the homeless will prefer to stay homeless then go out.
DC's like that too, though.
Probably, but this is an old city. So I can imagine that being from like the old city. This is not like a newly developed town, but I've come across more than a few that are like, for what? Homeless shelters for what? They don't do nothing for me.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for what? Go get a job. What job?
LA's like that.
I've seen a couple of had conversations. Like, it wasn't just a, here, let me help you. It's like, I don't need your help. I'm cool. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously allow me to be grateful for the fact that I want to work.
Yeah.
You know, I want to do something with myself. These people are content sometimes.
And then I can.
Yeah, and then I can. Like, I can walk. I can talk. I have arms. I have legs.
Yeah. It's the little things. Mm-hmm. It's the little things that we... I know for my birthday, I was, you know, really happy about the situation.
Okay. We back in action.
Oh, wait. Mine stopped, too. Hold on.
When did yours stop, though?
I think just now with yours.
Are you sure? Why yours ain't making no noise?
Okay, so...
Hopefully, this footage is footaging.
I have a question for GoPro.
I'm nervous because I feel like it's coming again.
Can someone from GoPro, this is for Christmas.
My birthday is the day after.
Can someone from GoPro please explain to us why our GoPros continue to go out? Like,
we have cords, batteries, cards, stands, everything, and it's like, and it just keeps happening.
She even knows.
Like, I remember the tunes. Okay, I need to know what's happening.
Like, why is
everything is
GoPro?
Right? It's on 2K24 linear lineage, whatever. What is happening? What do you do with the people who drive with these on their foreheads on motorcycles?
I know y'all are used to dealing with extreme sports, but we're in extreme.
Oh, they say y'all too dry for me, and they turn.
Okay, copy. I hear you. We're an extreme podcast. Go
we're
like this.
We're in extreme sports. I play. Okay. This is an extreme sport right here.
We are extreme.
This is an extreme.
Extreme.
This is an extreme sport. No, seriously. And back to our scheduled programming.
So, we're grateful. Grateful for a lot of things. I just think that sometimes people need to be reminded what they need to be grateful for. I think people need to be, like I said, if they don't have the opportunity to see their blessings. And everybody doesn't see with the same eye. Sometimes all people can see is their hardships.
I'm about to say their hardships and their mishaps. Like,
yeah.
I mean, if that's all you know, too. You know what I'm saying? I honestly think about this, though. Living in a utopia would kind of be weird for everybody.
Let me tell you something. I never want to live where things are always good. It feels good at the time. Because, okay, think about it. Think about a spoiled child.
I can live where things are all right. I don't need them to be like excellent.
Right. All right. Like, I think we are living, I mean.
We cool.
Yeah. Like, I'm really happy, you know, even in my.
I mean, you're always like that. So.
Even in my hardest times, I feel like y'all can go back a few episodes. Say something.
She was cussing us out.
But even in my hardest times, I feel like that I was always grateful for something. And I feel like obstacles, I said this to you the other day. God gives us obstacles, right? He gives us like these obstacles and these tests. And I heard this from somewhere, and I don't know where I heard it from, and it stuck with me. And it was one of those things like, all right, when you take a test.
I've been repeating this to people all week.
Why do you take a test? When a teacher,
why are you asking me?
When a teacher gives you a test, he or she is testing you on something that you already know.
That's the truth.
Right? When you go through these obstacles in life, God is testing you on things that he's already prepared you for. Like, you already know how to get through this. You already know what to do. And the
thing
about it
is, these are things that we already know. But when you said that to me a couple of days, I've been repeating it over and over and over and over again.
And I keep repeating it over and over.
Wow, I've never been good at test taking. You got to study.
And maybe that's what...
I got a class. I showed up for school. But... You have to pick homework or tests. You know?
Sorry.
But you know what I also notice about you as well? I feel like all your experiences are new.
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
You get to experience the emotions that come with certain things because they're new to you. The experiences that you felt this year were new. The feelings that you felt this year were new. So... you feeling like you're plummeting down and like being down on yourself about it's a new feeling for you. The repetitive feelings people constantly feel over and over and over. Gratitude is hard.
I felt this way before. Maybe not the same.
I don't think it's repetition.
No, but I've
you said it's a test.
I already
you
know
literally
what to
just
do.
Said that.
Yeah.
You know what to do. Repetition and the people who don't practice gratitude. I feel, and I'm saying it because I feel as though why you practice gratitude is because you quickly realize, that's the word, right? Gratitude? That's what we're talking about. Like, I was thinking, you know when you repeat a
graduate.
Word. Like, I don't know what I was thinking, but you know when you repeat a word over and over and it starts to sound funny?
Like you were saying about what did you think about?
I don't even know, but I'm like gratefulness, I think.
Mm.
But gratitude is the word. But I feel as though just listening to you speak, you were experiencing new feelings to what you knew it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, of course, they weren't new, but it was almost like your test because you snapped out of it for real.
I had to. But yeah, you're right. Like, yeah.
So you don't like... this may sound far-fetched, but you're like a new spirit on this earth experiencing things for the first time. So it's not hard for you. Because I feel like I've been here before. I carry a lot of stress on me. You know what I'm saying? And I can get back into where my childhood and how I feel like I was conceived and all of that. But I feel like I've been here before. Mm-hmm. So like I carry a lot more. But like I say this all the time, my brother, he's definitely a new spirit in this earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The experiences, the everything is so like wonderful for him. I'm like, I feel like I'm sick of these niggas two times. You know what I'm like, oh, I'm sick of y'all twice. I've been spiritual y'all more than once. This feels old.
I
to
am
me.
Done.
Like, I am too young to be done. Like, seriously. But you know, that's another thing too. Being able to recognize your traumas, because you don't come off as a traumatic person. Or if you do, have something that you recognize has bothered you over and over and over again, you try your hardest to deal with it. A lot of people don't do that. They don't. You know? They don't do that. So it's hard for them to... That's why people have repetitive seasonal depression is a thing. Y'all, birthday, Christmas, holiday, Thanksgiving to January, people with y'all depression is sickening.
Doggy.
Sickening. It's something you have to heal. It's not for anybody else to do. Drink through it. It's something you have to work through. If it happens repetitively...
I think it's some, yes, you're right. It's something that you have to want to change. And it's when you, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think there's a difference between having seasonal depression because
of a situation outside of your control.
100%.
I know where you're about to go. I get the difference. Because I know people whose parents who have died around the season.
There you go.
The holidays and stuff. I get that.
And then there's a difference between, oh, I'm not going to get a gift. Or I can't give gifts. Or it has to do with material things that, you know, that's the reason why you depressed. Or I don't spend all my goddamn money on Christmas gifts.
That's why I feel like when you get to that point, you should celebrate a different holiday.
Or you should just find the reason.
Kwanzaa is accepting. Boxing Day, you can start on Kwanzaa. I don't think they give, I'm just saying, you stressed about gifts, don't celebrate this gift miss, okay? Don't celebrate. Hanukkah is stressful, you know. Kwanzaa starts a little late.
No, Kwanzaa, but don't you give a gift every day on Kwanzaa?
I guess, how many days in Kwanzaa?
Kwanzaa and Hanukkah, you give
8 gifts?
Yeah, you give a gift every day, I think.
How many days of Kwanzaa? I thought Kwanzaa was only one day. And that's on the December
26th. No.
I could be wrong, but I know December 26th is Boxing Day and Kwanzaa. And so I feel as though if Christmas makes you miserable, pick another holiday. Is that wrong? Why?
You don't have... Because I think you're missing... I think not you, but I think people are missing... The purpose and the reason, like if you are a Christian, okay, and you believe in Jesus, it's not about
like 9 times out of 10 you're going to celebrate Christmas,
right? Like it's not about the gifts, and I get it. Like society has made it about that, but it's not. So really think about, and I think it's for, yeah, I don't know. I don't go too deep into this shit. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that on air.
You know, I think I get more excited around the holidays because of the camaraderie. Like, I think one of my favorite things to do is, like, be with people drinking.
What?
On the holidays, I'm really a happy-go-lucky.
7 days, bruh.
For Kwanzaa?
Yes.
I'm celebrating that. when that start? Kwanzaa, I'm coming for you. Wait, now that I think about it, so it goes into the new year. Kwanzaa goes into the new year. So that means it's starting on a Saturday. It's starting Saturday and it ends the next Saturday?
No, it starts on the 26th, doesn't it? It starts on
and
the
it
Friday.
Ends a week later. So that means I think I'm on to something new. Ooh, Jesus, thank you. What do Kwanzaas do? No, I think that sounds fun. You don't think?
I really need to get my cuticles done. I'm not dealing.
Mine are dry too. I think that'll be fun. 7 gifts. I'm excited. I'm gonna call my mom when we done.
You should call her on air right now.
She's like, huh? You get what you're talking about?
Gosh.
No, seriously though.
So I really okay. Gratefulness.
I've been grateful. I've been grateful. I don't know what you're talking about. Naughty.
Ouch.
Stay grateful.
Yeah. So yeah, gratefulness is about.
How can you celebrate gratefulness in being with, how can you change the way that you celebrate gratefulness being with the year that we've had? Practicing gratitude, I feel like, is difficult when you're stagnant. And a lot of people felt stagnant this year.
But there's so many ways to get out your stagnantness.
But with, like, you know, for certain people, that means mentally, that means physically, that means working wise, that means a lot of things.
I think everybody has a talent, right? So tapping it.
I'm listening.
See, this is why we can never do episodes.
Just the free flowing ones.
This is a free flow. I don't look
free
this,
as the wind blows.
This is the second episode that I have not had notes.
Oh, we're just kind of chicken winging it.
And I don't know how I feel about it.
Oh, now she want notes. And she off balance. And she ungrateful.
See?
Say, I'm just playing.
This is the second episode that we have not had notes.
Well, it's the almost, end of the year wrap up coming next week. right?
Yeah.
We're going to practice more gratefulness because y'all have been sticking it through. We've grown more than ever this year.
Yo, did you know?
Oh, everybody been in the house. So y'all stay in the house. See if y'all jobs won't let y'all stay home.
Yeah, so y'all can keep watching these episodes. I'm definitely grateful for that.
Yeah, like I can't even lie. Y'all
hella grateful for the team.
Hold me down. Seriously, PLP, because I go on YouTube sometimes and y'all know. Kind of slacking with the watch back, the playbacks, running backs. But I go on YouTube. And
why don't you watch your own episode?
I'm nervous.
I can understand.
I'm critical of myself. I don't want to hear my voice. It's deeper than I would like it to be.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want to see my face. I'm like, okay. Wow, you could have told me I had something on my face the whole time. I don't want to hear what I'm talking about. I'd rather somebody just tell me. Oh my God, I can't believe. Oh my God, I feel like this too. And 9 times out of 10, I'll still feel the same way. So I can agree. It's not going to be hard to reiterate or just know that I'm giving you guys me.
Okay, first of all.
But watching back. I spent the hour doing it. Why I need to watch it? Wait.
First of all, your makeup's always on point.
When I have on makeup, other than that, I'd be looking like a tired
Other than that,
banshee.
Your face is on point.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Grateful for that. Second of all, both of our voices are deep as shit. And I will say that because I have tried to switch.
And you know what's so funny?
My way.
You know what's so funny?
I'm talking.
She says, I sound like Beyonce in the morning.
I've never said that. Ever.
Two truths and a lie. So let's say this because I've never. You told me I sound like Beyonce.
No, you said I sound like Beyonce. I sound like Beyonce.
You told me I sound like Beyonce.
I have never said that. She said
never say never. You said I sound like Beyonce in the morning.
All right, let's play a game.
Raspy voice. I gotta wake up first. Because you're trying to play games, wake up games.
No.
And record ourselves.
First of all, I've never said she sounds like Beyonce in the morning.
Second of all.
Now she reading it.
Let's play.
We're going to play these games.
We're about to do a trivia game. Go watch.
No, but seriously.
Go watch our last one.
I honestly say.
Two shots in the truth.
I am grateful for my voice. And I'm grateful for the fact that I have people to look up to. Teyana Taylor is one of my favorite singers.
She's my girlfriend.
I knew you were a lesbian. I'm just playing.
I never denied it.
No, seriously. No, TT, that's my girl. That's the only person I like fan out over. I remember when she came down here to Centennial Park and I was in the top of my lungs. Scream. It's ridiculous, almost.
Okay, between her and Erykah Badu, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I would do.
You can't compare. They're different.
No. I'm saying as far for me, like.
That's not the same
thing. I'm saying
thing.
That me being a fan, they're the only two people.
But that's the thing. They're not the same. You can't
I don't
do
need,
it.
Yes, I can. I don't need to be. They don't need to be the same. That's why I'm a fan of both of them. You saw me dress up like Erykah Badu for the Versus.
Yeah, but Teyana Taylor's never walking out the house looking like that.
Right. I don't need her to walk out the house looking like that. I need her to walk out the house looking the way she looks.
Right. Keep it up, TT.
Call me.
What's your deep voice? Call me. All right, Iman. No, seriously, though.
Oh, my gosh. We're both Sagittarius, both married to Cancers.
Her birthday was December 10th. Yeah, she's in December with
she's
the big,
different
with the kid.
Yeah, but you're
Capricorn. I'm the goat, baby.
You look like a goat.
Okay. Back up. Okay.
What are you doing? Kicking people?
No, seriously though. She's so talented, and I can honestly say one of the reasons why I actually really do enjoy her voice is because of the fact that it's deep.
Oh, like mine.
Yeah, when you sing, y'all sound alike. No, so like Brandy almost has the voice, but she can get high. her falsetto or whatever. I don't know the terms, but it just doesn't sound, it doesn't have that high, it doesn't have the pitch, but her voice is so lovely for us to have the way.
Oh. Oh,
you sound like you're on the purge and you're about to chase after people singing like that.
Let's sing The Temptation Silent Night.
Ooh.
It was the night before Christmas. Ooh. And all through the ooh. That creature was staring. Not even a mouse. In my mind.
We need to end this. We are grateful for
you
guys.
I want you to be free. Go ahead, end it. I'm going to say
okay, she's going to do the background music. Ooh. Oh, like Quiet Storm. Thank you guys.
To all of my friends.
For participating. We are grateful
won't
for
you. Listen to me.
We're grateful for the listens. Ooh. The subscribes, the follows,
wish
DMs, messages. We would like to thank you from the bottom, Christmas. The pits of our hearts.
Merry Christmas.
Deep voiced hearts.
And we mean it, May.
Hopefully you all take the time to recognize that you lived 52 weeks of this year and you find at least 52 reasons to be grateful for 2020.
Ooh,
it wasn't
like
as
that.
Bad as you thought. Love you.
Silent.
Vote for your Senate. Cast
as
out.
I sit by the fireplace.
I thought you said you were ending at the same
the
time.
Stars. If I had one wish in this world, it would be for all men to be free. Round yon virgin mother in check the Savior's birth. Oh, holy gift us so tender in my sleep. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.